What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, we'll get started with what's hot in the markets right now.
You know, it's amazing how in just a week we're going to see this reverse. You know, we've been talking about how cattle and the stock market and the outside markets have been kind of leading us. Well, not anymore. We've kind of seen a flip-flop, and now it's going to the grains. Especially wheat. Wheat seems to be the one that has now grabbed the attention of a lot of traders, mainly because of, you know, concerns with the world as far as logistics, with the war in Iran and the war in the Ukraine and Russia escalating again. Actually, a couple of ports being closed because of the Strait of Hormuz closed again, and then a major port for Russia being closed because of attacks by Ukraine. That's supporting the market. And then USDA's report came out to be a lot friendlier to wheat than we anticipated. So that's bringing some underlying support into the wheat market. That's spilling over to helping corn. Corn's number were also friendlier than expected. And we're also looking at weather as causing a little bit of concerns for both corn and soybeans. So those are the hot markets right now.
So then the other side of the coin, what isn't hot right now?
Well, we have to flip and say cattle have now started to lose a little bit of their luster on the idea that, you know, interest rates could be increasing because of the increase in crude oil prices. And that has caused the futures market to come under pressure for the cattle. Not so much the cash side of things. Fundamentally, we still have our issues, but it's the anticipation of seeing higher or worse economy concerns, and that's putting pressure in on the cattle market. Of course, the stock market seeing some pressure because the expectation of also seeing the possibility of interest rate hikes. So those markets are the ones that have kind of turned and started to go a little bit on to the not hot category.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.